Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 42 degrees right now. We're going to be diddling 50.
Not bad, buddy.
Yep, depending on where you are. Weather's going to be in the 30s and 40s this week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
What are you gonna do?
Looks like we had our good run of fake spring.
I know.
Now that it's real spring, it's back to winter, which makes perfect sense. Kimmy, did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. I did. How about you?
Great. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Got a lot accomplished.
Okay, good, good. All right, so a lot of basketball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch any of the games?
Zilch.
You didn't watch any basketball?
You didn't even watch like the Calipari-Patino matchup?
That's the only one I wanted to watch.
It was
and
good.
I missed it.
By the way, wasn't it federal law that all Italians had to watch that game?
So I'm in trouble.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So as far as like the tournament goes, no upsets. There was only one double.
Some good games, but you're right. It was not like major. Major upsets. All
what
those
buzzer,
teams got
right?
eliminated already.
Yeah, and it was a travel anyway, that game yesterday. Anyway, no, but there's only one two-digit seed left, Arkansas, and that's coached by Calipari, so I don't even really count them. But that the big game this weekend was Calipari versus, what's the other, why am I blanking?
Patino,
yeah, the old Kentucky boys.
So I'm watching that game on Saturday,
yeah.
And right after the game finishes, Molly, who follows us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, she writes me. And it's a picture of Rick Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it, Molly writes, Tommy's doppelganger.
Yes.
And oh my God, is she right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you look like Rick Pitino.
That's
the first time I've
Tommy.
Heard it.
Oh.
I have always looked like two people.
Who's that?
Rick Pitino and the actor, what's his name?
Steve Buscemi.
Yes. It's the skunk eyes that I have.
Okay. But here's what's weird.
Mm.
Steve Buscemi does not look like Rick Pitino.
No, you're kind of like if they had a baby.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
It's the same hairline, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're definitely, you look like you could coach. You have the outfits for it, too.
Yes.
Right, a loud Southern basketball coach. Malo, I do declare.
And it is weird that those two guys represent Southern basketball, even though they're both from New York.
Yep.
I think, with thick accents.
I think you just go where the regulations are the loosest, which is normally the South.
Yeah, they have no salary cap, as they used to say.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you flattered? Do you take it as a compliment when you are compared to Rick Pitino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, he's cool.
You got to appreciate his style, if
he's
nothing
slick.
Else.
Okay.
He's cool. He's slick. He's underhanded. He's dirty, but not too dirty.
Well.
Okay,
he didn't lose
his job. Yeah, let's not forget what happened at that Italian restaurant. Okay. Here's the thing, though. She didn't say you are Rick Pitino.
Right.
Like, she didn't say you were cunning, slick, successful.
Yeah.
She said you look like.
I will take that.
No, but I'm saying...
Are you guys, like, the same age? About the same age?
Oh, good
Probably
question.
Close, yeah. I would think.
Because I would be offended if, like, somebody thought
he's
I looked like somebody, like, way older.
I'll be 66, so... We're in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, but he still looks younger than you somehow.
No, he does
and
not.
He's been coaching.
And by the way, makeup and facelifts.
Makeup. And you think Rick Pitino's had a facelift?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay, so.
That guy has manicured nails.
Well, yeah.
Legit.
It's got to be on TV.
So I think Molly meant this as an insult.
I'm sure she did.
Okay, but you do not take you're taking it as a compliment.
If you look like any celebrity, take it good or bad.
Okay, let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is any celebrity comparison a compliment? Because I would argue you look like Steve Buscemi is not a compliment.
Like, there are some celebrities that make a living based off of being ugly.
Right, Steve Buscemi is one of those guys. He looks like he's not a leading guy. He's always that side dude. Where he's either going to kill somebody or he's going to get killed horribly.
You're right.
Like, there's no in between for that dude.
Which, by the way, all of our listeners have been hoping for our Steve Buscemi for the last 30 years. When is somebody going to kill him, or when will he be locked up forever for killing somebody? So, Kimmy, everybody has heard at some point in their life, you look like a famous person. Kimmy, what famous person have people told you you look like?
I'm trying to. So when I was younger,
she's afraid.
No, well, I was gonna say there was one that like I was highly offended by, and I was just like, "What the hell?" Somebody told me, and this was like back when I was in like my late 20s, that I looked like Ann Coulter,
the reporter.
Yes, and I was like, I remember being like, I looked at a picture, I was like, "What the hell,
Republican,
man?"
Right? Ann Coulter's a Republican.
Yeah, I guess reporter's the wrong way to put it. Well, okay, all right, hold on.
Yeah, she's like a political consultant.
A commentator consultant.
I was so offended.
Oh, yeah, right there.
But again.
Do it again.
But
Oh my God.
She's also like, what? How many decades
like
older than me?
She's like 60.
I was like, what?
Ooh, that's not good. It's got to be. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But when I was like a kid, somebody told me I looked like Misha Barton.
Okay. She's not. You trust me, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
She's a blonde actress who is like a heart.
She had a run.
Oh. Yeah. Kimmy does not run.
No, I don't.
It's got to be worse for women than it is for men.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because, yeah, being compared to a woman that is a full 40 years older than you would be a big old kick right in the scrot. Well, mm-hmm. the female scrot.
Yes.
Yeah. The lips, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I was told one time
yeah.
that I look like the character Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
No.
So, are you telling when you were fat or when you were skinny?
Right when I got skinny. You said no. Okay, I don't know why.
Because of the beard?
I don't know.
He has like long blonde hair.
Well, I had long hair at that point also, and there was a point where he had short hair, and I mean, I see it between you. I see
you. You don't have biker face, though.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
Well, let me take my glasses off. Hold on. How about now?
No. No, you
I'm in a... I'm a son of anarchy.
Don't take this. I've got to give you a compliment, but like
that kind of was a compliment, telling him he doesn't have biker.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like your face is too smooth to be a biker.
My face
not
okay,
gruff enough, but you always you tell him he looks gruff.
No, but you haven't done drugs. You haven't, you know, you haven't slept with like a million women. You never had a venereal disease. Where do you get off thinking you look like a biker?
I don't know why that.
You've never
would
done all... meth.
I don't.
I know of.
No, I've never done meth.
Are you talking about you look like that actor or just that actor's character?
I was just told you look like Jackson.
You don't look hardened.
Okay. I look hard.
No, you don't. First of all, your wife's a dermatologist, so I know she does lotions and crap to your face, Botox.
I know. Do I look like I've had Botox?
Cream and lotions in your beard.
Look me in the face.
Charlie Hunnam's the actor.
Okay. But he's not famous anymore, is he?
I don't know what he's been
Charlie
doing recently.
Huh? Oh, big time.
You ran out of his name at
the
end.
He did that thing with Steve Buscemi.
You look me in the face.
Where they kill each other. What?
You think I've had Botox?
Oh, you've had
it. No,
yeah.
We can't.
Well, first
confirm.
Of all, your wife is a dermatologist, so I know she's like dolled up your face,
no,
man.
I have my doll. My face
got too much movement in that face.
The hell does that mean?
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah. Do it again.
She'll cut like stuff off me, but she's never put anything in me. No, I'm serious. Like, dead ass.
All right.
Like, no, but. My daughters are now convinced I look like Chad Kroeger, the lead singer of Nickelback, which really bothers me.
How do they even know who he is?
Nickelback's having a resurgence.
Oh.
And they follow that guy?
No, I mean, he's on social media. And he's on stories and stuff. Yeah.
But so far, you don't really have anybody famous.
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Those are famous people.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you think Steve Buscemi's more? How many hits does Steve Buscemi have?
Many hits in theaters.
252 WCMF. This conversation coming off of Molly writing us on Instagram after the big old Patino Calipari game. Mm. Sounds like a dish at Red's. Can I get the Patino Calipari? Thank you.
You know it's on some menu somewhere.
But after Patino goes down, Molly writes us on Instagram and says, Tommy's doppelganger, Rick Patino. And she meant it as an insult, but Tommy's taking it as a compliment because he's putting everything together. Like, oh, yeah, look, he's cool and rich and successful. She's just saying you look old and weathered.
Yeah, but I'll take that.
You're like a catcher's mitt with a mouth.
But he looks slick. He's smooth.
Ah.
He's put together. He takes care of himself. He's well groomed. He's well groomed.
I'll give you a groom.
Like those two dudes are always look sharp, no matter when you see them.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
I mean, that was that generation of coaches that gave a crap what they look like on the court.
Do you hear this right now? Yeah, do you hear what is that? Not like this guy today. Wear a tie, you bum.
Well, it was that, you know, Pat Riley, the guy wore like.
There's some loud 4,000
suits out there, but he started that. Like, he wore those high-end suits, looked sharp.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
And he had Boeheim, you know, finger blasted his nose and ears like an ape.
He still wore suits, man.
Nate Oates.
Bro, he wore cheap-ass Sears suits. Jim Boeheim looks like he shopped exclusively at Sears.
Jim Boeheim's like 6'5". They don't sell 6'5 suits at tough. Sears.
No, those guys go custom. He looks so uncomfortable all the time.
For more NCAA men's tournament fashion breakdown. Tune into the break room all week long. What are you
like,
doing?
Like, even the ugly guys used to look sharp back in the day. Who was the guy that coached Detroit? Chuck Daly?
Yeah.
That guy was not even attractive looking, and he looked sharp because he always wore a custom suit, coiffed hair.
You know, like, the NFL was a game where you'd see Vince Lombardi in his tie and his overcoat with his
top hat, the whole thing.
Shut up.
Always had a cigar.
Why? Do you remember a couple of years ago the NFL did one game where they put coaches back in suits again,
no.
And they hated it?
Of course they did.
But why would you wear a suit outside to coach a football game?
Because you look like
game?
The man. Like, you look like Tom Landry. You look like you're in charge. Like, Tom Landry looked like a coach.
Okay.
Bear Bryant looked like a coach.
Yeah, man. Lots of things those guys did. Let's just stop it at look like
Tom
a coach.
Tom was clean.
Oh, what?
Tom Landry?
Did you not see North Dallas 40, bro?
That's crap.
That's all based on a true story.
That's all crap.
Based on a true story.
That's some Hollywood crap that we're pushing.
Your homework today, Break Room listeners, watch North Dallas 40.
It's one of the greatest football movies. I think it holds up.
I agree with you. I love that movie.
Oh, my God. Davis is a genius.
Okay, now we're losing everybody. You started losing them with the, why won't coaches wear suits anymore? And another thing, get rid of the slam dunk. I'll dunk it when it's worth 3 points. How about that? Kimmy, who is the – are we attracted to people based on – who they look like, who are famous. Like, does your husband have a celebrity doppelganger off the top of your head?
No, and I can't even think of an actor, a celebrity somebody told him he looked like.
Nothing? He's just the most unique looking handsome
man. No, I can't think
so
of
this. So he's bald and he's got a mustache, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to look like every bare knuckle boxer from the 1920s. Yeah, they're always standing there like this with their fists up.
The Boston Strong Boy, John Sullivan.
Yeah, he looks like every one of those dudes.
No, he looks like Chef Boyardee before he let himself go.
Yes.
Chef Boyardee before he came up with his meatball recipe. Like your wife. Is there someone you look at? So do you look at your wife and see someone famous at all? No?
I never really thought about it.
Oh, my God. You just have to pick the most beautiful one you can think of.
Well, but that's going to sound forced, man.
Yeah, man. Like everything you've ever done in your relationship, stupid.
Well, what about you?
Kerry Washington. I know you don't know who that is.
I know, because she's an actor. She's been in everything.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Well,
No, I mean, are you
I'm
just saying that because she's black?
I'm going to sip my coffee over here
No, I think she looks like my wife. You don't think she looks like
I got to think of Kerry Washington and your wife.
Yeah. Is it because she's black? Wow, way to double down on the worst possible things you can say. And do you have a piece of paper over there? The most horrific things I can follow up with for the rest of the show? Who would you say my wife looks like? Not Kerry Washington, apparently.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
I don't. I tell you who she looks like.
Oh, but hold on. Let me put my seatbelt on.
The woman in This Is Us. The mom in This Is Us.
Never saw it.
Talking about Mandy Moore?
No, the black woman. Black couple.
Why can't my wife
I guess
look,
I didn't watch it long enough.
Why can't she look like Mandy Moore?
Because she's not white.
You don't even know what the actress's
name is. Would help.
You already. On fire, buddy. Hey, look at Patino handle the pressure. He full court pressed himself.
Yeah, my wife looks like Mandy Moore. And your wife looks like the black woman in the show.
Okay, you don't know her name either, by the way. Not helping.
Well, she's in another show we're watching right now. And she kind of looks like her.
Oh,
kinda.
She's the black one?
Very attractive woman.
Yeah, what do you
Great mean? Actress.
Yeah, really? Hmm? My wife or the woman you're watching?
Okay, I think if it's who... She's like the mom that's the other main character.
Yeah. Right,
what's her
Susan
name?
Watson.
Susan Watson?
Susan Kelechi Watson.
Okay, let's see. Stand by, everybody.
I'll give him that.
What?
You think this looks like my wife?
Kinda. I didn't say exact.
Hey, Kimmy, does that look like my wife?
I don't see it, personally. I mean, but she's a good-looking actress.
Yeah,
so.
Take that, yeah. I didn't say it was a perfect match.
I said, no, you
I'm just trying to pull up black white actresses.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Oh, you're so bad.
You should have just gone with Kerry Washington and ended it.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm just trying to think of like black actresses that are popular. Like, you got Queen Latifah. She's doing really good right now.
Sure, yeah.
Was it The Equalizer where she's kicking ass?
Yeah, hold on. Let me text my wife. Hey, honey, Tommy says you look like Queen Latifah.
a young Queen Latifah. I don't know.
Not helping that either, by the way. No wonder you never got laid.
I don't have a lot of black actresses in my head right now. You caught me at a weird point.
You caught me. This is the crevice of my black actress time of day now.
Yeah. If you would have caught me at like 2 in the afternoon, I'd probably have a better answer.
Could have gone musician. You love soul music.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, like black singers?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who's
again, really... could have just been any person.
Yeah.
Oh. Beyonce. Number one. What?
No, because you've talked about how luscious Beyonce's ass is on the show before.
I have never.
Yeah, you've said.
Well, I have never.
You said she got a big old booty.
Well, she has a nice. She's got a nice clipper. Sure.
My wife or Beyonce?
Beyonce's got a nice clipper.
So my wife doesn't have a nice beard.
I don't know what your wife has. I don't know what goes on in your house, clipper wise or other.
This is something we all need to take seriously now.
What's that?
Well, I know it's hard to get into this habit because for years and years and years we saw this and we're just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Oh, nom, 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 nom. But it seems, Tommy,
yeah,
there are some food recalls
yeah.
that people will get more freaked out about than others.
Mm.
This should be mm. one you're worried about.
But
the people eating this
yeah.
probably aren't.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was announced that Chomps beef sticks.
Chomps.
Is that like a Slim Jim?
It looks like that.
All right. It sounds like the name of a dog treat.
Yeah, it does.
Chomps.
Chomps beef. I'm sure you can give them to your dog if you wanted to. The company that owns them have had to recall 30,000 pounds
of beef sticks.
Of beef sticks because of potential metal in the meat.
Ooh.
Oh.
Now, I'm not familiar with Chomps beef sticks, 252 WCMF. They look like Slim Jim beef yeah. jerky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there were some complaints of customers finding metal pieces, so they had to recall all of those beef sticks. They have also extended it to their turkey meat sticks.
All right.
So, now, no one has been hurt thus far,
right.
but the recall is on nonetheless. And, Tommy, I think you can draw a direct link between the type of food being recalled and how many people will bring that food back.
And the people that enjoy it on a regular basis.
You get
what
I'm
saying?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when it comes to packaged beef sticks.
Yeah, if that's in your regular rotation, like a daily stick, you ain't worried about no goddamn metal.
Or you're just saying, I'll spit it out if I find a piece of metal.
I'll look. You know, I'll hold it up to like see if anything's shiny's in that sumbitch. Hey, I'm going to eat me some beef stick.
I'm going to go a step further.
Yeah.
Because you said if you had a daily beef stick.
That's in your rotation.
I don't think if you eat beef sticks, you're only having one.
Oh, no.
You don't think?
You're having multiple
beef sticks. Oh, yeah. You're doing at least three rails.
Of beef stick.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I loved Slim Jim.
Slim Jim was like the most awesome mini salami you could eat.
It was like the perfect gas station food.
Yeah.
It's road salami.
Yeah.
They sold them at school when I was in elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
I told you, I knew a kid that used to eat them as a sandwich at work.
Slim Jim sandwich.
Yeah. So he'd peel a bunch of them, put them on like an Italian roll, and eat them like that.
Huh.
Was it good?
It looked delicious.
You never had it? You ever tried it once?
Never went for it.
What are they cased in? Because I do remember like biting them, and like there would that still be some of the casing like sticking up.
The skin.
Yeah, and yeah. It was the same stuff that I think they wrap packages in to send to our houses.
Get stuck in your teeth all day.
All right, so here's my question.
What is that?
Now that we have established in this room, if you eat sticks of beef on a regular basis, I don't think a recall is going to stop you.
No.
What are the power rankings of food you're most likely to return or throw out when they're recalled? 252 WCMF. Because Tommy, it used to be like no foods.
Yeah.
But it feels like that Boar's Head cold cut debacle last year changed the
scared
way
some people.
Yeah. I mean, people died.
Yeah,
they died. All right. What is the A number one food, Tommy? If it is recalled and it is in your fridge, you are throwing it out or returning?
God, it would have to be some kind of like meat that's gone bad.
Okay, so meat.
Yeah, like something that got into the beef or the chicken.
Yeah,
chicken's
poultry.
Probably number one. That I would say that they found like that there's something in it because most people eat a ton of chicken.
Sure, yeah. Well, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Kimmy, what's your A number one?
I was going to say, any kind of like meat, cold cuts, something like that.
I thought
it's usually first up.
I thought I was going to hear seafood from both of you guys.
Well, I mean, I don't hold on to seafood that much in the house. Like if you buy seafood, you eat it.
Okay.
You know?
But to your point, like
I don't have a pound, 5 pounds of tuna I'm saving up for the weekend.
But seafood, though, I could see you maybe like thinking about a little longer because it may have been a little bit more expensive to buy. So you're like, do I want to toss this?
You could bring it back.
True.
And by the way, you're not factoring in like frozen tilapia, frozen shrimp, stuff that people will keep in their fridge and eat over a longer period of time. Yeah. So it does feel like, Tommy, the juicier or the stickier the food, the more likely people are to bring it back or toss it. Yeah. Why is that the case?
I don't know.
Do you disagree?
it's not. I mean, if it's not fun food, we should probably take it back.
All right, let me give you an example.
All right.
So, like, if we told you that the ground beef you purchased had a risk of salmonella, that's going to freak
you out. Yeah.
What if I told you there was the same issue in a box of cereal, potential salmonella?
That's fun food.
So that wouldn't bother you as much?
Well, you may pump the brakes and think about it.
Okay.
Right?
Kimmy, would you agree with that? Are you less likely to throw away or return a box of cereal that has salmonella?
I'm definitely not returning it. If anything, I'm probably tossing it if I'm iffy about it.
Because that story happened last year. Quaker Oats had to put a recall out on Captain Crunch because...
And that's fun-ass food.
It doesn't get more fun than Captain Crunch.
Right. But I would also think you're maybe more likely to throw it away or return it because you're probably giving it to your kids, and that would be the one
chance
you don't want to take.
Well, what food in your fridge are you not making for your kids? Right. If you have chicken, poultry, tilapia, whatever.
But I think like if it's me personally, I'm more willing to take a risk on myself than if I'm giving this to somebody else.
Why would you take that risk on yourself?
I don't know, because it's just laziness.
Okay. All right. I guess I get the lead. But laziness would also be I'm just chucking this sucker out.
Yeah, I'm not dragging it back to the store.
All right, so let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the company that owns Chomps Beef Sticks has issued a recall of 30,000 pounds of their beef sticks due to potential metal in the meat. It also extends to their turkey.
That's
got to
look like a lumber yard of beef sticks.
I'm trying to figure out, because they look just like regular size Slim Jim.
Yeah.
If each of them are a quarter of a pound.
I can't even be that much, could it? They're so light.
How much they weigh.
Yeah, but that's like, that would be 120,000 beef sticks?
Yeah.
How many of these things do they sell?
I know.
How do you have 30,000 pounds of beef sticks in the wild right now?
One beef stick's like just over an ounce.
Wait, so that's 16 per pound?
Yeah.
1.15 ounces.
It's a warehouse of beef sticks.
Kimmy, what's 16 times 30,000?
A lot.
16 times 30,000.
Could be a trillion. Could be a trillion pounds.
Uh-huh. Let's try to do this in our head before Kimmy gets there. Okay, so 10,000.
I wonder if they sell them worldwide. They must sell them worldwide. Global beef stick.
490,000.
They had to recall 500,000 beef sticks, bro.
So that's a tractor trailer of beef sticks?
Could you imagine? Think of how many fat me's you could have fed with 500,000 beef sticks when I was a kid. So the rise of food recalls, it's not in your head. It's not one of these situations where it just feels like it's more.
Are they just getting pickier?
I don't know about that. But over the last couple of years, the number of food package recalls has jumped from 6.2 million in a year to 30.7 million last year.
Do a different product?
Yes. Almost, it's a 400% increase.
That would have to be like multiples a day being recalled, right?
I mean, it does kind of feel that way, doesn't it? Like every time every time you turn on the news, there's a new recall. Like for example, last week, Lean Cuisine recalled a whole bunch of their frozen dinners.
Oh, people started getting fat.
Doesn't it make you wonder how many of these our parents missed? Because if they didn't catch it on the news, they would have never known about any of these recalls.
100%. But look,
we all got lucky.
Here's the thing. I want to say that I was being responsible dad years ago, but it wasn't really until the Boar's Head thing happened where I was like, whoa.
Yeah, when you paid attention.
I've probably fed my kids some of this stuff without paying attention.
Sure.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Todd. Hey, Todd. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I'm surprised you didn't jump on Tommy. All those thousands of beef sticks. It's his dream.
Why, he's in he doesn't really eat cured meat. I mean, he's a veggie guy.
Well, he just wants to swim in them. Put them in a little pool for him. He can swim around. So, all right. I would return them all, whatever. I return anything if it's
Hey, Todd,
bad.
Can I ask you a question? Did you try to do a joke and we didn't like it, so then you wanted to do like a serious call?
You just blow past
you just had, no, you hang the phone up. You can't go from bad joke to, let me tell you how I feel about beef sticks, guys. Guys, we had a lot of fun back there, but we're going to have some serious beef stick talk now. So, Todd, you do. I'm kidding, Todd. You do return this stuff when it gets recalled?
Oh, I would, yeah. You know, especially if I don't make a huge amount of money, so yeah. That's what my girlfriend says. You return everything. I'm like, yep, I will.
Do you judge that man, Tom?
The guy returning stuff? Yeah. Especially like.
You've had to do this before.
Not when I was single.
Yeah, it was under wife.
I ain't returning nothing unless a wife tells me. I ain't taking no lip off of a girlfriend. Like, if a girlfriend came over to my house and said, you got to return that, I'm going, screw you.
You're so full of crap.
I will tell you, I'm not taking any crap off a girlfriend, but a wife, you got to listen.
Hey, Todd, thanks for the call. Good.
Stand up for yourself, Toddy boy.
Good try on the joke, buddy.
Eat the listeria.
There it goes. You probably should swam around.
You mentioned being with a chick, and she goes, you got to take that back.
He said he takes
it
back.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You never listened to your girlfriend. Oh, wait. No, you didn't listen to your girlfriend.
No, I mean, they thought I listened to them. If they, like, look, it's about picking your battles, right? Like, if she just wants me to go back to Wegmans, I wouldn't have done it single. But if she asked me to do it, sure, I'll go do that.
Dragging it back sucks.
I don't get why you're so anti-return, because Todd does make a good point here, right? Like, if something gets recalled, that's money you spent.
And I don't want to be that
especially
guy.
If it's something you bought, like, a giant pack of, you know what I mean?
What's the limit, Kimmy, on money you've spent where you'll chuck versus return?
$20.
Okay, that's fair.
20
really?
Bucks on like a single, I mean, we're talking like, it would be food. Like a single item, right?
Yeah, it had to be food.
Oh, yeah.
So,
package, whatever.
Yeah, like if it was like a higher end expensive item, I'm probably going to return it.
But how many things at Wegmans are
that high end where yeah. I got to take this bologna back or I got to take back this
yeah, I'm not
third of a package
that.
Of bacon back?
I'm definitely not making the trip for under 20 bucks.
I want to know what $20 worth of bologna looks like. Maybe you should make a pour and swim around today. Tommy love a bologna pour. What a hey?
Wait, you've never seen $20 worth of bologna?
Nope.
Why didn't you tell me, man?
Why's that?
I just started getting into the long bologna game.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
Yeah, I just opened up a little kiosk in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Massive Bologna Stick, from a stick to your mouth, sauce.
You and Ty been getting together writing jokes?
Yes.
Or yes? Now, Kimmy, here's the thing. I get what you're saying, like on an individual trip going back, it's got to be 20 bucks. But like if you go to the grocery store on a weekly basis, more yeah. likely. So if I have this thing and I'm already going to the store.
I have to put it over here,
yeah.
hold the receipt,
yeah.
put it back,
no, you
and
don't
walk
need a,
in.
You don't need the receipt most of the time when you're doing the recall stuff. They'll just exchange it or give you like a credit.
All right. I didn't even know that.
At least that's what the story said. Mm. I've never done it. But I'm at the point now, yeah, $5. I mean,
$5. $5 are better in my pocket than theirs.
I mean, I wouldn't say it in that tone of voice, but yes, I don't disagree with that. Like, look, I got groceries to feed my family. I got to feed my family if it's
$10.
Oh, my
God, you make it sound like it's the 1930s.
I
got food to feed my family.
Well, it's
we were just down to rancid peanuts. But you know what? We thank the Lord we had them.
How'd they get rancid?
I don't know.
Those things can sit out forever.
My hands is rancid, and I don't wash my hands much when I fed my children the peanuts. They ate them literally out of my hand.
No, I guess I would understand exchanging it less about the price, more about this is something I need throughout the week to get by. Like, I need it for school lunches or whatever. But if it's something I feel like I could just live without for a little bit, probably
yeah, if I
it.
Can dump it, anything dumpable down the sink, that's it's just going, like, if it's milk, I'm just tossing it.
Oh, no, milk I'm definitely returning.
Really?
Milk, yeah. That's the principle of the thing.
It's sloshing around, going back in there.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Nothing.
Slash it. I love how you slash it to get it out of there. I love how you make it sound like you didn't carry it out of the store.
No, but if it's like now it's open. You've used some of it.
Maybe, maybe not. By the way, if I've already used it
and you're fine, I might give it a go.
Well, yeah. What is fine though, right? Because
how
long does it take for salmonella, listeria, stuff like this to show up?
Know.
Well, you got sick that night. You ate raw chicken recently, right? Like I almost
yeah.
like,
yeah,
you
that
went
was
from
in, like,
zero to like. The trots.
That was in a matter of like 4 hours.
Yeah.
You're right. That did happen. But I don't know like what the standard is. And that's the other weird thing about this. Right? We've been doing these food recalls in our country for 40 years.
Yeah.
We should have more knowledge of how all this works.
Well, what else do you need to know in bed?
No, I'm just saying like how salmonella, listeria. Like I have no idea.
I thought it came from like animals' asses.
No, I know where it comes. I'm saying like how long it takes to take effect.
How long before you get sick?
Yeah. Because like.
24 hours.
It says 8 to 72 hours.
Yeah, see? In between that 24 hours.
That's a pretty wide swath.
It is. And it also says some people with salmonella infection have no symptoms.
I wish you wouldn't have said that because now every guy I've seen that, I've had it 50 times.
Well, some people probably doesn't affect. But like I mean, if I just get like the squirts, like the worst thing I get is like one hit of the squirts. I don't even know if it's that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, at your age.
Well, yeah, I would say
it's a spin of the roulette wheel every time your rectum opens
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I would say 1 in 4 of my dumps is totally liquid.
I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast.
No, but that's because I'm on a lot of medication at my age.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I got the trots.
All right.
Got the bad kidney.
If something is dangerous,
oh sure,
needs to be fixed.
Yeah,
right. Okay, and if somebody owns that thing, you'd think that person would fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
There's a headline over the weekend that leads you to believe that a big problem in downtown Rochester has been taken care of.
Nice.
That is, until you read the actual story.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Donnie.
Yeah, what?
It was just about a year ago. We heard a story that came from Elm Street in the city of Rochester.
Whatever.
A piece of a building between Atlas and Chestnut Streets had fallen off of the building and onto the street. Like
smash.
Yeah, like outside of the building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it was being a building and then it stopped being a building for a while.
Some concrete.
No, it was
decided to like shed some of the facade.
Yeah, it was a facade, the siding of the building. All right, so thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah.
But the city, Tommy, had to act fast.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down the streets, which had a big time effect on businesses in the area.
Sure.
We assumed they were gonna give the people who own the building time to fix it and then everything would go back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, good news.
What happened?
After 12 whole month.
Oh, things got to look brand new.
Elm Street has finally once again been open for drivers.
So it's wide open.
Yeah, so that means everything's been fixed, right?
Sounds good to me.
Wrong!
What happened?
Story on 10NBC said the sidewalks are still closed until the buildings that had stuff falling off of them are deemed safe.
So they didn't fix it, or they kind of fixed it?
I don't really understand, because if it's not safe to walk, why am I driving down it?
Right.
Unless they figured out a way to contain it. But it's also funny, too, in the story, they go, we put a speed bump on that street. I'm like, so it takes you longer to get down the street? Or a chance of things falling on you.
It's a great point. Hurry up! So you ask if they fixed it.
Didn't sound like it.
I don't know, because there's two ways this story could go. Either they did fix it, and they're just waiting for an official to come down and say, okay.
How long does that take?
I don't know. At least 12 months. Or they didn't fix it, and they just think that it's safe for drivers, but...
Well, nothing else is falling off of it, so it's not going anywhere?
The top of your car will protect you.
Okay, it could, but it could be what Tommy just mentioned. We haven't had any issues since.
Like, it's kind of... Everything that could fall off has.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have any issues up until it fell off the first time.
That's true.
Right? And nobody...
Because it's like siding they put over the existing building, right? Like they covered it up with more siding.
Yeah,
right?
Years ago.
Yeah.
So there's like another building in there, like another set of skin like a snake.
It's a building in a building. It's like those nesting dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Russia, right. Except with buildings.
All right. So it's like aluminum siding that went bad.
I mean, Kimmy, I think it is alarming that we have to even ask the question after 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Did they fix this building that had stuff falling off it?
Yeah.
And the answer is, we don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's still we're still checking on that.
But we got a speed bump.
We got that going for us.
Can drive down the road.
Turns out it's not even a speed bump. It's just a piece of the building that has been sitting there the whole time. All right, Tom, you can call me old school if you want.
Go ahead, you old school bastard.
But can you give me a clear answer if I'd be hit by falling parts of this building? Seems like a pretty fair thing to ask the city of Rochester, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How in 12 months do we not have that answer?
It's a great question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because it's up to the it's not up to the city. It's up to the guy that owns the building, right?
You would think so, yeah.
So it's not like the city could come in and fix it. They got to get the dude that owns the building to fix it.
Sure, but I mean, if I'm the city, I would also like to find that dude who owns the building and be like, hey, listen, we got a lot of people down this way. And see that thing that they're going right there? Stuff's falling. Could fall on people's heads.
All right. But he could not even live here, right?
Okay.
And I thought that was part of the problem. Like, they were having trouble tracking down the individual that owns it, I thought.
How? Why?
I don't know.
How do you not have, maybe, like,
we don't know what's in that building either. Is it empty?
It might be empty.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, think about this. Yeah. Think about all of your personal information you have to give just to, like, buy something online, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you can buy a building?
We forgot about that one.
How do you not have an immediate way to get a hold of that guy? Shoot him a text. Hey, building's falling apart. Get back to me. It's your easiest convenience.
Well, he could say, yeah, you know, it doesn't look bad for my house. In Fort Myers.
252 WCMF. We're talking about that building down off of Elm Street in the city of Rochester. Had stuff falling off it a year ago. From that moment, they have shut down Elm Street to car traffic. Over the weekend, they said the roads opened back up. They added a speed bump. Safe to drive. Mm. Also, the sidewalk is still closed until they can figure out if it's safe. And we don't know if that means nobody's checked it out. We don't know if that means it's not totally been fixed yet. But the fact that we have to ask that question seems like a little bit of a problem.
So I always thought, like, naively, that the city could say, all right, we're going to condemn this building. It's a hazard.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Then they just come in with the wrecking ball, knock it down, haul it all to the dump, and then it's just a lot.
Yeah, but that sounds expensive.
It is, but... At least the building doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Which can also get really expensive when they sue.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If we're going to measure wrongful risk. Death suit versus knocking down a whole building, I bet you the wrongful death suit is like way less expensive.
I'm thinking the other way around.
You think so?
Yeah.
And to your point, like if they took over the building, maybe there's other things they could do before they knocked it down temporarily.
Duct tape.
Fix some of the issues.
They tried that.
That would be funny.
They did duct tape. They tried car tape. Nothing worked.
All right, so Kimmy, there are a couple of workplaces where people like do their 9-to-5s down there, right? Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I don't know how much, you know, walking's going on, but I'd assume it's a common area for people to be driving.
All right, so Tommy, you know, whatever weird thing is happening in our lives in the world, we all eventually get used to that weird thing.
Sure.
Doesn't matter what
it
is. Yeah, it just becomes part of your day.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So let's say, Tommy,
yeah.
you were walking into work today,
yeah.
and a piece of brick fell off of our building and smashed right next to you while you were walking up the stairs.
I freak out. It's going to kill me.
Understood. Understood. Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow they call you and they go, look, we're going to look into getting it fixed. Everything will be okay.
All right.
How long would it take until you are done running into the building covering your head?
I don't know.
Because eventually it would become your normal.
Yeah, but
eventually you'd stop looking up.
Yeah.
The trauma of having something fall right next to me, like if I just heard the story, it'd be one thing. But if I actually was the person that almost died from it, yeah, it'd be a different situation.
But I'm telling you, Kimmy's right. Like at some point, you would stop looking up and running when you walked in.
Yeah,
the
or I would take alternate routes into the building, but thinking that that's going to work.
But even then, you would eventually stop doing that because you are a man who you're a lazy, lazy man.
Yeah.
You like the path of least resistance. Do you think it would be more than a month?
Nah, probably less than
that. Wait, you almost got killed by a brick? I was waiting to hear you 6 months.
Nah, you know how I am. I have no patience. I have, and I can't focus very well.
Okay, but so, for example, when you came in, when we've been walking in the morning, there's a pigeon hanging out in front of our
door. For like years. It's been up there for years.
And you kind of, you still pay attention to that every time you walk in.
Only because like, I gotta walk through their dumps. It's more about the dump than the actual pigeon. Because I never had a problem with the actual pigeons coming after me. Mm. It was just I had to, that crunchy turd thing I had to walk through every morning.
I never got I mean, it's been months, and I still look up at that pigeon every time I come inside just to make sure it's not going to dive bomb me.
I forget that pigeon's there every
day. Yeah, and I don't. Really? I'm more concerned of it dumping on me.
Okay.
Like taking a dump on me.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your shacket.
It's an expensive shacket. $45. Come on.
Maybe it just... Maybe that fear of it almost becomes part of your normal routine, so you do those checks just out of habit.
Okay.
You know?
It is
like
weird.
If you start to do it every day, maybe it just becomes like your norm.
It is weird how no matter what scary thing you're going through, eventually it just becomes a part
of your day.
Yeah,
well, your body adjusts, right? It becomes, like you say, part of your day.
Sure, but it shouldn't be that way. I mean, not that it shouldn't be that way like the building. Like, I mean, it. You know, I always thought there were some things you just never get over, but you eventually get over everything.
Or you check. You checking becomes just your norm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I kind of do that with that homeless guy with the stick underneath the stairs. I still look for him every day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I come around the corner, I slow down, all right, he ain't there.
But it's because it's the only guy that'll talk to him. Hey, buddy, how you been?
I don't know what he's going to do with that pointy stick. I'm going to get BF'd.
By the stick?
Yeah, it would work. I'm pretty sure it fits.
252 WCMF, again, we're talking about this. We know how that would work. Building that had pieces of it falling down near Elm Street in the city of Rochester. The road has been closed for almost a year while they were fixing it. Over the weekend, it was announced the road is opening back up, so you'd think that it's all fixed. But no, sidewalk is still closed until they said they can determine whether or not the building is safe. And we don't know what the hell that means. What percentage of buildings in downtown Rochester right now do you think are completely empty?
Empty? What do you mean, like... Oh. Just like downtown, like commercial buildings?
Yeah. All right. So
completely
like,
empty.
So like where this area is also where the Cadillac Hotel is. Mm-hmm. And I believe that entire building is empty.
Oh, yeah. It's been like way for a while.
Okay. You've also got the old Rochester Riverside Hotel. So we found out 2 months ago that they're planning on making it apartments, a smaller luxury hotel, and ground level shopping. But for the last however many years.
Bro, we've been hearing that for everything in town.
Exactly. But that building has been empty for years. Yeah. Those are like two like iconic buildings, the Cadillac and that. What percentage of buildings do you think have nothing in them?
Like completely empty? I'm going to say 20%.
No, shut up.
What?
Just guess a number out of nowhere.
No, but it popped into my... You asked me and I give you a number.
I thought we were going to walk through this logic. 20%!
That sounds about right.
Based on what?
20%.
Kimmy, what do you got?
I think we've been finding more and more that these buildings have been empty for a long time just based on the apartments that are going into them.
Ooh.
Like all of a sudden there's this new apartment building that's popped up and like, oh no, that building was there. So somebody must have finally filled it, but I'm guessing like a lot of them have just been empty and sitting there for years.
So have there been people just buying empty buildings and sitting on them until someone will buy them?
But why would they do that?
Or
they
wait for the price to go up.
Yeah, or they bought them a long time ago and just, it's like developers out of town that just never got around to it.
It can't be that.
But that's what we found out with some of those buildings, right?
But even like the buildings
people bought them and they never did what they said they were going to do.
But even the buildings that are like operational, like what percentage of people, how much is that full?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like look at that big ass Xerox building.
Yeah.
That can't be full. I bet you most of that building is empty.
Okay, maybe. But
could
at least
be in it.
But at least there's people there making sure it doesn't fall apart.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that like you're right. Like, you know, it's one argument, like how much space do we need? The other argument is this building has now become a problem for people's health.
Yeah. I don't even know what's around us that's full.
this building ain't full. Yeah. The one we sit in ain't
full.
There's
a lot of buildings like this that we drive past every day. I have no idea what's in them.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't see anybody like walk around. Hmm. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Somebody just
looks safe.
They just moved in upstairs. Yeah. Oh, here, though, this building is not safe.
No.
I'm terrified.
No, it's an old brick building, stone.
Bro, the other day we came in, the boiler was exploding, and everyone's like, yeah, it's probably fine.
I mean, look at our ceiling here. It's old brick.
Why would you make me look up and look at the brick?
Wait, you just noticed now that that's an old brick building?
I try not to look, man.
That the ceiling above us has got to be over 100 years old.
Oh, it's older than that. This was built in the 1840s, I think.
Yeah.
It's according to the sign out front. It's a historic building.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, like officially.
I mean, it's old Irish craftsmanship right here. That's going to kill you.
Well, look, you can take solace in the fact that if one of us is killed by a falling brick, it'll be the most viewed clip we've ever had on YouTube, ever.